Israel and Saudi Arabia have no diplomatic relations, and yet recently Saudi officials have been willing to meet Israeli officials publicly. General Yaakov Amidror, a former senior advisor to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, describes his meeting with former Saudi intelligence chief Prince Turki Al Faisal.
He said, "The day that you reach an agreement with the Palestinians, together we can change the Middle East. There is nothing that will stop the combination of the Israeli money and Saudi Arabia mind." And I think that when the Saudis and others in the Middle East are looking around and asking themselves, okay, who can help us to contain ISIS? Who can help us to contain the Iranians? Who can help us to change our economy? There is no one in the world who can do it better than the state of Israel, and they understand it.
Israel and Saudi Arabia, as well as the Gulf states, share a common enemy, Iran, and its quest to develop a nuclear program. Dan Diker heads the project for counter-political warfare at the Jerusalem Center for Public Affairs.
The Arab world is clearly profoundly worried about developments in the Islamic Republic of Iran and their terror proxies around the Middle East. Everyone's calling it the radical Shiite crescent, extending from Tehran all the way down actually into Gaza. And that convergence of concern between the Arab Sunni states, Israel, and now Washington again, with President Trump's administration, creates the possibility for real coordination and cooperation between Israel and what we have known loosely as the Arab world.
In 2015, Israel opened an interest section in the United Arab Emirates, and there are extensive business ties between Israel and the Gulf countries valued at hundreds of millions of dollars. The Emirates reportedly use Israeli technology to secure their oil wells. Israeli media reports even claim that the Israeli army has offered to sell Saudi Arabia their famous Iron Dome technology, which Israel uses to stop rockets fired from the Gaza Strip. Saudi Arabia reportedly wanted the technology to defend Saudi territory from rockets from Yemen. Egypt and Jordan already have long-standing peace treaties with Israel, and Netanyahu has reached out to more of the Arab world as efforts for a deal with the Palestinians have foundered. Netanyahu hopes his new Arab friends may be able to nudge the Palestinians back to negotiations. David Horovitz is the editor of the Times of Israel.
In the Middle East, where so many countries are concerned about Iran and the pernicious influence of Iran, he's argued that that has brought a commonality of interest between countries like Saudi Arabia and the Gulf states, and obviously Jordan and Egypt, with which Israel has formal peace treaties, and has wanted to believe, or has purported to believe, that if Israel can deepen its relations more widely across this region, then that wider framework might lead to the Palestinians being sort of prodded in a more compromising direction by other Arab parties, and therefore that Israel's warming ties with parts of the Arab world might ultimately lead to an improvement and better prospects of progress with the Palestinians.
Security ties between Israel and Egypt have grown closer under Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, as Israel has shared intelligence to help Sisi fight Islamic State in the Sinai Desert, which also borders on Israel. But there have been no serious Israeli-Palestinian negotiations for 4 years. Egyptian ambassador to Israel Hazem Khairat told a recent conference in Tel Aviv that there remains no alternative to the two-state solution for an independent Palestinian state next to Israel.
Our peace is stable. Channels of communication between both sides are open in a constructive dialogue to achieve our mutual goals in reaching stability and prosperity in the region and defeating terrorism. The two-state solution is the only possible way forward. If one really wants to reach peace, true, it would be up to both parties to reach their final agreement through direct negotiations. But we also have to recognize that the role of the international community, especially the United States, is indispensable in helping the parties reach this agreement and support them to implement it.
Palestinian officials say they will make sure that they are not sidelined. Senior official Jibril Rajoub says Arab states know that the Palestinians cannot be ignored. He says the best chance for a deal is the Arab Peace Initiative, which calls for a complete Israeli withdrawal from the West Bank, Gaza Strip, and East Jerusalem.
In the Arab summit, we have to ask the Arabs to reassure everybody that the only game on town is the two-state solution. And the Arab initiative still alive. And also we will continue cooperation with all Arab states, with Jordanians, with Sudanese, with Egyptians. But there is a new development which was part of our strategy. We have in America a new administration.
President Trump has invited Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas to the White House amid declarations that Trump wants a new Israeli-Palestinian agreement. Without that agreement, it does not seem likely that the Gulf states will establish official diplomatic relations with Israel. Again, General Ami Dror.
I don't see those countries enhancing their relations with Israel to the level in which it will be declared publicly before we have something with the Palestinians, even not a full agreement, but something with the Palestinians. In a way, those countries became prisoners of their own propaganda. And they told their people so many years that Israel is an enemy, that it is occupying the Palestinians, and so on and so forth. Today, we know for sure, meeting many people from those countries, that they don't care about the Palestinians. They don't care about the details of the agreement that Israel will reach with the Palestinians. But they need it before they declare the open relations with Israel.
Yet whether openly or under the table, Israel's relations with Saudi Arabia and the Gulf are likely to continue to expand. I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.